you guys can see, Ben Tate is with us now. This is pretty fun. Done a lot of great things in the NFL. He had 900-plus yards last year. He's on his way this year, just a bit, to do some great things as well. So let's open things up. Ben, I'll lead off the questioning. First things first, how are you feeling as far as Sunday is concerned?
I'm feeling pretty good. Excited. Ready to play against the Ravens. You know, that's where I'm from, Maryland, so I'm excited to play against the home team.
Yeah, you're from the eastern shore of Maryland. You go across the Chesapeake Bay, you go into Baltimore. But growing up, were you a huge Ravens fan or no?
Not at all. I was a Cowboys fan.
Uh-oh.
Emmitt Smith.
But things have changed now. Well, we're going to open things up to the rest of the folks here on the Google Plus Hangout. You guys, just fire away. Let Ben have it.
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Hey, I was actually curious. Do you guys, as the Texans, do y'all have any offensive packages that have you and Arian Foster on the field at the same time? I figured that might actually cause a lot of mismatches for defenses.
We actually do have a package. We used it once against the Dolphins, but we haven't used it since then.
Let's hear from For the Win. I like that that username there. Andy Wynn is on the Hangout. So go ahead.
You like that?
Yes.
What question do I have? I guess it's been talked about. But what happened Sunday night? Were you guys not there mentally, emotionally? You know, I don't even know what happened. As a fan, I was watching it. It didn't look like anyone showed up early on, to be honest.
I wouldn't say. I mean, I just think their backs were against the wall, and it felt like it was a must-win game for them. They just came out, you know, more enthusiastic, just a lot more fired up than we were. And, you know, they came out making the plays right away, and it showed. It wasn't that we didn't show up or that we weren't there. We were. They just – their energy level was that much more higher than ours.
Yeah. Do you think it was a good thing, the way things turned out, though? Like, yeah, we were 5-0 or 4-0, 5-0 at the point, but maybe this was a nice wake-up call, get everyone head straight, you know?
I mean, well, it ain't never good to lose, but, I mean, yeah, it could have been. It's over with now, and we did lose, so, I mean, yeah, it could have been a good thing. You know, it definitely woke us up a little bit to let us know, you know, that we are untouchable and that we can still lose. So, I mean, it's always – you always can take something good out of, you know, out of a loss.
Right. Oh, man, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. I'm from Katy. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Yeah, man, Katy, Texas, man. I heard about that.
Hey, Ben, one of the cool things about you is your social media involvement. I mean, I think we got our first exposure to it really when you were drafted, the second round draft pick, and we saw the video of your house just erupting afterwards. I mean, what's the deal with you and social media? Because not all players are as engaged as you are.
It's something that I like doing, just to interact with the fans so they kind of get to know me as a person, who I am. Because sometimes, you know, you can be portrayed as somebody a little different or, you know, this or that. And I feel like if my fans know who I am, you know, as a person, then after a while, no matter what the media says about me, you know, they'll have a sense of, you know, if it's true or not. So I think for reasons like that helps. And then also, too, I just, you know, I like having fun with it. I like, you know, seeing what the fans have to say, you know, good or bad. Because, I mean, a lot of times they'll talk and say things and, you know, it's just entertainment.
Well, you know, on that light, one of the things that's been fascinating with me is how there's this personification where you're allowed to actually be a real human as a football player, because I think there is kind of that veil between what people see on the field versus actually who you are as a human. And do you find that you actually find a little more connection that's helping you, like, versus players who are kind of, you know, excluding themselves from that? Does that make sense?
Well, like I say, I feel like as far as an aspect as, like, you know, say one day, you know, something gets reported bad about me and, you know, maybe it's not, you know, true or anything like that. But, you know, the media is kind of making it something where, you know, it does seem like it's my fault. And as far as, like, if I have a connection with my fans, I feel like that they'll help and they can also help me get out, you know, maybe the truth about what happened or maybe that I didn't do, you know, saying something wrong. So I feel like, you know, just to have the support of your fans is always important. And for them to know exactly who you are is important.
Well, that's the thing. It kind of also allows, you know, before there was this ability to reach out and connect with people, you know, people feed on drama. you know, and there'll be a frenzy around stuff, and you know, and it seems that it gives you that ability to kind of neutralize.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're hitting it right on the head. That's right.
It's a really cool thing, man. So let me ask you this: in regards to the social media aspect, how does it help you with your ability to work with your other teammates? Is there any ability for you guys to actually exchange and open your eyes up to each other in that respect?
I would say, you know, as far as each guy, you know, each person is a little different. You know, like some guys don't like, you know, to do all that, or you feel like it's just time consuming or a waste of time and really don't really care. And I mean, I think a lot of times nowadays, you know, you'll get a lot more guys that's into doing the social media type deal. And I mean, as far as like, you know, I think it's fun too to also see the fans kind of interact, you know, like when we're the players are interacting with each other. You know, for the fans to see that, I think they like seeing that. I think it's a good thing. It's just more of personal preference.
Hey Ben, let's get Bailey involved in this one. I know she's got a question. Bailey, why don't you holler at Ben?
I'm sorry. So how long have you been playing football for? Like, what age did you start?
I started when I was 8.
When you were 8? So from age 8 to where you're at now, what would you say was, like, your football best of times and worst of times?
I would say probably some of my best of times were high school. And some of my worst of times, I would probably say my junior year at Auburn was probably one of the worst times I ever had football-wise. And my rookie year here was pretty bad.
How about Bill V? You want to get involved in the conversation here?
Yeah, sure. Ben, I'm a huge fan. I noticed you taking a couple of snaps on Sunday. How did your toe feel?
It felt pretty good.
I mean, did you get any? Was it mainly like a sprain or like something, you know, you're out there running all day, you know, I know how it feels to, you know, your shoe rubbing against your foot or whatever, but what kind of, what did it feel like really? What was it?
It's just turf toe, you know. Turf toe was just a painful thing to constantly deal with. While, you know, you feel it even walking, you don't have to run. So, I mean, it's just something that I'm dealing with right now, and hopefully I get through it here soon.
Well, listen, we hate to break this up, but Ben's got to get in there and answer some questions from the media. He's also got to do a little work in the locker room as well. But we really appreciate y'all joining us. Ben, you most of all, thanks so much for the time, and hope to see you guys again sometime for another Google Plus Hangout.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, see you all.
Hey, Ben, thanks.